With the closing of the Peachtree Pine homeless shelter, Atlanta will lose one of its biggest shelters. But as WABE's Stephanie Stokes tells us, that's actually in line with a national trend. Cities around the country are rethinking policies that led to concentrations of people who are homeless.
What's determined where services for the homeless are located? The term that Mary Cunningham with the Urban Institute uses is NIMBY, not in my backyard. She says historically, cities have put shelters in areas where you could serve a lot of people and not face community opposition. So
shelters are often located in sort of downtown areas where not a lot of people live,
as opposed to residential areas or the suburbs. But Cunningham says that's changing because cities are changing.
There is this pull back to the cities. More and more people want to live downtown and want to live close to their workspaces.
Suddenly placing those large downtown shelters in someone's backyard. So Cunningham says some cities like D.C. are trying to build smaller neighborhood shelters. Even those, though, can be a hard sell.
There is still a lot of resistance to siting those smaller shelters across cities.
But that is also how Atlanta hopes to care for the homeless going forward, says Jack Harden. He's co-chair of the United Way Regional Commission on Homelessness.
It just has proved to be more effective if it's smaller, more intimate, and a more personalized setting.
Together, the city and United Way are pursuing $50 million for homeless services that potentially could fund 2 to 3 smaller shelters. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.